Good morning. Welcome back to the Broadcast Retirement Network. This is BRN AM for Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. And our top story today, music therapy helps dementia patients and their families. Joining me now to discuss this and a lot more, Rafe Stepto is a music therapist with the Brooklyn Conservatory of Music. Rafe, it is so great to see you. Thanks so much for joining us on the program this morning.
Thank you for having me.
This is a fascinating story, and I want to start with maybe some basics for the audience. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what exactly is musical therapy and the work that you do as a musical therapist.
So it's music therapy, and I guess, I mean, so as opposed to musical therapy, and music therapy is a modality of therapy that can be anything from motoric interventions, like for someone with a hemispheric stroke and trying to get them to mobilize a right hand, right? It could be anything from that to something that we would all recognize more like psychotherapy. It is a credentialed profession. It has a license in many states, including New York, where I practice, which entitles you to do anything from some physical interventions through music, all the way through verbal interventions. It has existed since something like the late 40s, early 50s. Its roots, believe it or not, as a formal therapeutic modality are in treating World War II soldiers that had shell shock. And a couple clever therapists back then figured out that they could use music, again, to get the body back in line and also soothe the mind.
And do you have to be a musician? So is it required to do what you do? Or can you, for example, play recordings of specific songs or music?
The client does not need to be a musician. The music therapist really needs to be a musician and really needs to understand what they're doing musically, through, you know, picking up any instrument, whether it's a piano or a guitar, understanding basic rhythms, identifying rhythms from other cultures and being able to adapt to them quickly. And then when you're handing instruments out to other people, musician or non-musician, handing them out so that you can create the conditions for success.
Yeah. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Rafael, what is the connection? The story that we reached out to you about was for dementia patients. And oftentimes with dementia, you lose part of your memory. You may not be able to connect the dots. How does this form of therapy, for the layperson like myself, how does it help connect the person suffering from some type of memory loss to connect them to maybe experiences of the past?
Well, it's fascinating because music and memory are inextricably linked. We all intuitively understand this. We all understand that if we put on a certain song, it's going to elicit a memory, like, you know, the same way we can smell our mother's cooking, perhaps. It's one of those really sharp, lucid, direct forms of cognition, and music triggers this. The key with dementia is that we lose implicit memory. We lose memories of people, places, things, data. But we do not lose as much or as quickly the operational memory, the memory of doing things, right? The memory of tying our shoes, right? We might not remember in advanced dementia what we had for breakfast, but we know how to tie our shoes. And music leverages this difference in the mind and this difference in memory loss, because even for a non-musician, there is a lot of music in our operational memory, in our memory of doing. We remember dancing at a high school dance. We remember the song that was our wedding song. We remember music in church. My gosh, that's a huge one. Or houses of worship. And so, even for the non-musician, there is all of this memory of doing tied to music. And now, when we find someone now in advanced dementia and we bring music to them, we bring music that they know. And that's another thing a music therapist has to be very adept at, is finding those songs, right?
And Raphael, last question before we go to a commercial break. But do you have to play a full song, or can you play a rhythm or a component, like a piece of a song to facilitate this therapy? Or is it all of the above?
All of the above. All of the above. I mean, it could be 15 seconds could promote a tremendous amount of lucidity. But then somebody else might have a really intimate relationship with a song and might really want to hear it through because they have an experience of hearing it all the way through when they were 20, right? And then as far as playing rhythms go, we are coming into a memory unit in an assisted living facility. And there is a lot to be said for getting people physically active, right? And so we're going to ask them to drum. And music, along with eliciting memory, is motorically or physically motivating. It gets us moving. And that's where we might use rhythms.
Raphael, as I said, I need to take a very quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about music therapy. How can you find a music therapist where you live? You're going to want to stay tuned right here on BRN AM. Imagine a new television network that will make you richer, healthier, and in control of your financial future. This network is for the policewoman in Nashville, Tennessee, the baker in Dubuque, Iowa, the teacher in Lexington, Kentucky. We want to make the idea of savings and retirement culturally relevant. But what do you see as a defining issue of the midterms? Especially for the smaller businesses, I mean, they are the lifeblood of the American economy. Featuring exclusive interviews, current affairs, and docuseries. 33 years old, you retired early.
The philosophy is money only matters if it helps you live a life that you love.
But you gotta start thinking about retirement as soon as you get in.
The Broadcast Retirement Network will drive very high engagement with premium partnerships. So this isn't retirement and savings for your parents or grandparents. This is for all Americans. And we're gonna change the way you think about money. Welcome to the next frontier of retirement and savings. This is BRN, the Broadcast Retirement Network. Welcome back. We're joined this morning by Raphae Stepto of the Brooklyn Conservatory of Music. Raphae, thank you so much for staying with us this morning. Really appreciate you hanging around for segment number two.
Thank you. Thanks.
And for those people watching that maybe have not heard of this type of therapy, how do you find somebody with the skills that you have? Maybe that they don't live in New York State. Is there an association or an organization that can help find a music therapist?
Well, the good news is that there are music therapists working all across the country. There are plenty of music therapists in the Midwest. There are plenty of music therapists in the South and in the West and so on. One of the national organizations is called the AMTA, the American Music Therapy Association. You can go on their website, and I believe they have a search function in there for finding someone. And you can also do something as simple as Google music therapist near me.
Yeah, and then of course, Google does its magic with its algorithm to find your location and find somebody. Rafael, let's talk about some success stories. And you hit on how, you know, rhythm can help people in a assisted living home just get moving, and we're all moved by rhythm. And let's talk about success for maybe some dementia or those that have lost cognitive function or the ability to control parts of their body. Can you just talk about how you were able to connect with these individuals and their families? Because it's part, you know, it's the caregiver. Yeah. The caregiver as well has got to be a part of this.
Yeah. And when the caregiver, just to start with that, when the caregiver sees their loved one having these enriched moments, it really helps.
Yeah.
You know, there are any number of success stories. I sometimes think of it as about concentric circles coming out from the client. And there are moments of lucidity, of people making connection, of being able to emotionally regulate through music. We all know that dementia can provoke agitation and anxiety. And people make the connection between these musical experiences and self-soothing. That's a success. We run groups as well as individual sessions. And in groups, people are playing music together. They have common cause. These friendships are being enriched. These bonds are being strengthened. And so even after the therapist leaves, these friendships are better off between residents, right? Another kind of success is the client, through music, does something the staff hasn't seen. I didn't know they liked that kind of music. I didn't know they could play piano. Oh, you have such a nice voice. And this other part of themselves is revealed. And that enriches the relationship with staff, making quality of life better. And on down the list. Yeah.
Yeah. And I would imagine that if a caregiver is in the room, they may almost be brought to, there might be a sense of relief, but also be brought to tears. I mean, I can only imagine if I had a loved one who was brought into this now lucid state, and they were a father, a mother, a cousin, whatever, that's got to be so rewarding for the caregiver.
100%, 100%. Caregivers, I've seen caregivers, of course, get emotional, immediately sense the value of the moment and really lean into their loved one, like, so good to see you, you know?
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the fun of it. They're visiting and they're taking care of their loved one and they're worrying about when lunch is, but now music's starting and now they start to play. And they play with their loved one, with their parent, with their uncle, with their aunt. And they get to have this experience.
Yeah.
Right?
And yeah, that is extremely powerful. I it's just something you'll carry on with you for the rest of your life in your own memories. And
that's right.
And your memories will be triggered by the, when you hear that music again at some point in time. So it does create that connectivity. Last question, Rafael, there may be people watching who are thinking, they may be musicians, they may be people that maybe they want to learn an instrument. How does one be, and I probably should ask you this question in segment one, but how does one train to become a music therapist? Can you find this vocation? Can you be trained for this vocation through university or are there local groups that help kind of get you into this field?
Yeah, there are any number of institutions that are offering a bachelor's in music therapy, a master's, and even a PhD. Again, all over the country. My intern at the moment is getting their degree from a school in Pennsylvania. But they're with me in New York, one thing I will say, if someone's thinking about training, thinking about leveraging their skills as a musician to become a therapist, if they're so inclined, is this new remote world we're living in has changed the game in terms of how you can find adequate training to, you know, to get your board certification and start working.
Yeah, it's absolutely fascinating, and hopefully, you know, we'll hear many more of these types of stories. I think gives a lot of people hope as well for a new form of, or not new, but a different form of treatment. Raphael, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to having you back on the program again very soon.
Thank you for having me. Yeah.
And that wraps up this episode of BRN AM. Have a topic of interest, someone you think we should talk to? Then drop us a line. And don't forget, for all the latest curated news and lifestyle, wellness, finance, tech, so much more, and all in one place, check out today's edition of our daily newsletter, The Morning Pulse. Want to search our archives, check out our latest content? Well, then visit our website. We're back again tomorrow for another edition of BRN AM. We'll have a very special guest. Until then, I'm Jeff Snyder. Stay safe, keep on saving, and don't forget, roll with the changes. Now is your opportunity to co-create content around any topic on the First Lifestyle and Wellness Network. Reach a global audience through our platform and co-own exclusive branded content. All of our programs are available on demand and also as audio-only podcasts, so you can take us on the go. Broadcast Retirement Network, available anytime, anywhere, and on any device.